o'clock hour. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today at Jones Market, Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. Great partner of ESPN Wisconsin. It's our pleasure to be out here today enjoying bacon and sausage and ice cream and cheese curds and sandwiches and breakfast burritos and anything else that they want to bring by. And I'm definitely going to bring a list home that Becca sent me here with of what to bring home today.
I'm not certain that you're going to leave.
I might stay forever. This might be heaven.
I could see you just putting a tent up and just sleeping back by the ice cream parlor.
Where you tried to park when you rolled to the town this morning. We don't have to revisit that.
Yeah, let's not.
What I do want to visit, I don't know if you said this before you left. That would make sense for your timeline. ESPY moments for Wisconsin. The ESPY Awards are tonight on ESPN.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this because I was watching Unsportsmanlike today, and obviously a big charitable day on the ESPN national programming side of it. And ESPYs, they have Shane Gillis doing the thing tonight, and I'm sure it'll be a fun show kind of celebrating sports. And as I always do when I see national, I try to bring things local and understand how this from July, and basically it's July to July. So this Brewer season, you can say Miz, and he would be the ESPY Wisconsin breakthrough athlete. I don't think there's any. He would be unanimous. He's the guy. Is there somebody else that you could even put in the same vernacular?
Is there a Packers player last year?
Breakthrough to Miz's standpoint?
No.
And this made me a little depressed. I'm trying to think at this last 12 months, July to July, what moment took our breath away? What Wisconsin what would be the ESPY moment for this last calendar season? Packers, Bucks, Brewers. We're not going to even go down the college route. Mm-hmm. It is just those three, our professional teams.
Moment of the year.
What is the ESPY moment? Because ESPY team, it's the Brewers, and it's not close. And the Brewers got knocked out in the first round.
Yeah.
What would be the moment, the ESPY Wisconsin moment of the year from July to July? And I'm going to say the first thing that popped up into my head was Miz corkscrewing that dude.
Like,
legit, that's the first thing I thought of. The only Packer moment that I could think of is obviously there's the blocked kick against Chicago.
Carl Brooks.
To beat the Bears.
Fingertip, the only win in the division last year.
And then the other one was that whippersnapper throw that Jordan Love threw between three fingertips against the Houston Texans.
Yep.
I can't think of anything else. And then I started thinking about just in general who our athlete of the year would be. It's going to be Giannis. Because it's Giannis, but there was – I don't think there was anything remarkable of any of our teams did throughout the course of the last 12 months that are even ESPY worthy.
Okay, so I have a couple.
Let's hear them.
The John Tanjay – when he
just said professional sports.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're excluding the Badgers.
Did you not hear me say that?
The ESPYs don't exclude the – college sports. They're in the mix for everything. But if you want to keep it professional, we'll keep it professional.
What's your John Tanjay?
All about keeping it
professional. The Arizona game
the John Tanjay when he stripped the Michigan State dude at half court to win the semifinal in the Big Ten tournament. That was a pretty big one where they beat Michigan State as the one seed. Wisconsin advanced back to the Big Ten championship game. That was pretty cool. The Brewers beating the Mets in game two last year
in the playoffs.
Is
that what you remember about that series?
Of course not.
Okay.
But that's not the point. The point is, is Carl Brooks' blocked field goal attempt what I remember most about the Packers season? No. But that would be the best moment of that season. The Bucks winning the NBA Cup.
Like I said.
They beat the NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA Cup.
Like I just said, this last 12 months as a Wisconsin sports fan professionally, and very great.
Sal Frelick and Jake Bowers back-to-back in Game 3.
I can't disagree with you that the NBA Cup in Las Vegas.
I knew you were going to get after me for this.
No, but your point is that is probably the crown jewel of our last 12 months as professional Wisconsin sports fans.
Bucks, Packers, and Brewers, what's the best thing they've done in the last 12 months?
The NBA Cup is our ESPY moment of 2024/5. Oh my God. That's the answer.
I mean, are we missing any? 844-770-3776.
Actually, yes. Okay, yep. We are missing one thing.
Okay.
And this is also sad but awesome. Hosting the NFL draft is the crown jewel SB moment for the state of Wisconsin this year.
The pick of Matthew Golden.
No.
Murphy's
hosting the draft.
I want to go one better. Murphy's announcement of the pick is the moment of the year in Wisconsin professional
hosting
sports.
The draft flawlessly in the state of Wisconsin in Green Bay is our SB moment of the entire season. That is our SB moment. And for a sports state as proud and littered with history of great things, that is sort of depressing to me.
Jackson Churio, Tucker and Wausau says on the text line, 844-770-3776, the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and text line, Churio might be the athlete of the year the last 12 months. Two home runs in game two.
I heard he doesn't walk enough.
Came around as the future of the Brewers.
Does he walk enough?
Homer hasn't said, just like I haven't said Pat Murphy should have a conversation about whether he should be the future manager of the Brewers. Homer has not said recently that Jackson Churio is a poor player and should be traded because he doesn't walk enough. That was a May take. We're into July now.
Okay.
Keep him coming, 844-770-3776. The kid catching the punt at family night last year from Waupon.
I'm telling you.
This, some of the people here at Jones Market say, yeah, that was cool.
This is very telling to me. Not just that we're shaking our head and saying the Waupon kid catching a punt. It was a very nondescript sports calendar year, July to July, for Wisconsin sports teams.
But,
very nondescript.
But think about what that's – to me, that's actually a compliment to the golden age of Wisconsin sports that I feel like we've lived in for the last 6, 7, 8 years. The Brewers are in the playoffs every year. The Bucks are relevant in the playoffs every year, even though they have underperformed the last couple. The Packers are consistently still in the mix. Just because they didn't reach an NFC championship game, just because the Bucks weren't in the Eastern Conference or the NBA Finals.
You just said the shining moment of last season was Carl Brooks tipping a kick.
I did not say that.
Against the Bears.
I was not. I would say the moment of the year was Murphy announcing the Matthew Golden pick. That is, I'm going to lock that in.
No, and I understand. I'm saying the fact that hosting an NFL, which is a big deal, was the highlight of anything in the state of Wisconsin for 12 months with all of the competition and everything that we do with teams that we feel, I think we all felt going into last season could win a championship. Every team had an opportunity to win a championship. And our crowning jewel is that Mark Murphy made an announcement in front of 200,000 people. Which is a big, I don't want to diminish that.
I mean, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
It is cool. But that to me, it does make me feel, it doesn't make me feel the feels.
I would say Wisconsin sports is kind of like the Packers wide receiver room after the last 12 months, where there's a lot of potential and a lot of hope that things are going to be better for all of the teams in the very near future. But there are a lot of question marks, and some of the teams, not all, but some, are trending a little more negatively than positively at this juncture. Is that fair?
Well, you think the Packers are trending negatively.
I don't. The national people do, but that...
Okay.
I'd like to protect... You're my guy. I want to protect you from this crowd, because this always happens when we talk about moments of the year, teams of the year, things like that.
You don't have to protect me.
Ken and West Dallas, not professional, but how about the Wisconsin women's hockey team? They did win a national title.
Agree.
So, but again, we're not talking about college.
No. How is that protecting me?
Because the women's hockey crowd always comes out when we don't nominate
I always – there's nobody – I tell you, every time we win, I text Cliffy and say, another championship for the University of Wisconsin, because it's always, oh, the SEC, everything means more. Our ladies are carrying the torch. Mm-hmm. Volleyball, hockey, we win championships or we're in the mix every year. It's not the question, though.
We'll check the YouTube comments, get back to this a little bit as the show continues. Your nominees for the moment of the year.
Brandon McManus, walk-off field goal. That was pretty cool.
I actually think you've been doing the show 9 years now. I think this was the most nondescript sports year, July to July, that we've done in the 9 years I've been here.
Definitely Packers-wise, yes.
No, Bucks-wise and Brewers. Brewers, I can't say that about the Brewers. They've had some – but I'm saying just from an overall standpoint – this moment took my breath away. This was unbelievable. Mm. Like last year, we beat the teams we were supposed to. We lost the teams that we could, that could have had those moments in.
I mean, Pat Murphy won manager of the year. The Brewers hosted another
round. Brewers
were
awesome.
And they hit Churio at two home runs in game two to keep him alive. And then they hit back-to-back jacks in the seventh inning to take a 2-0
lead. Yeah, but all I remember is that Alonso. That's it.
Who did it again last night, too. Had some nightmares watching that this morning.
Hmm.
Looked just like that home run he hit last year. Oh, it was irritating. We're going to play trivia next to get good vibes going again. 844-770-3776. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Ooh,
for
like
Will
that.
Be and Tausch trivia. Caller number 12 for the last 12 months. Caller 12. 844-770-3776. Will and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf is coming up next on Will and Tausch.
Slow down on Monday.
Tausch continues on from Jones Market at Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. Open for lunch. Ice cream available. Come on out. Enjoy it. Cheese curds, bacon, sausage. The ham has arrived now.
Yeah, we just
table.
Had a little ham. Fantastic.
The hickory smoked ham from Jones Dairy. I've had it before, and it still tastes just as good today, especially when we're here on site. Come on out. Join us for the next 30 minutes if you're in the Fort Atkinson area. Otherwise, come on out anytime today. Jim, Matt, and Molly going to be here in the afternoon from 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison as well. Big day for us here at Jones Dairy Farm. We are in Fort Atkinson. That's where our travels take us today. It's been a busy week for Tausch on the road, and I wonder if that could be any inspiration for today's Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
We welcome in today's contestant, Steve in DeForest. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Super.
How well-traveled are you around the state of Wisconsin, Steve?
Let's just say this. I hope Jesse had a good day when he wrote these questions.
I did write them at about 5:30 this morning while I was watching the replay of the MLB All-Star game because I fell asleep around 8:30 last night. So I think I was doing pretty good. The inspiration for these questions on Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, Tausch's travels over the last 3 days.
Yeah, been a lot of traveling, for sure.
So we'll see how closely Steve was not only paying attention, but how well he knows some of the communities that we've ventured to that we're not normally in on the road this week. Here is, I'll ask all these, you get to play along.
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Question number one, Steve. On Monday, Tausch was in the village of Salem Lakes, established in 2017 for the Kohler Services bathroom remodel project that he was part of. The village of Salem Lakes, established in 2017, created by a municipal merge between the town of Salem and which other community? Was it Gold Lake, Silver Lake, or Bronze Lake?
Silver Lake.
I didn't know that.
You were there.
I thought it was Paddock. It was Paddock Lake is where we were, not Gold.
No, the lake itself was Paddock Lake, but I learned this morning when I looked it up. The Salem and Silver Lake merged in 2017 by municipal merge and became the village of Salem Lakes. So that's where you didn't even know where you were.
I did not. No, I did not know that was. I thought it was Paddock.
Steve knew enough to get question number one
correct. Babe, Steve.
We move on to question number two. Yesterday, we were in Saukville at the Bog for the ESPN Milwaukee Open. The route Jason and I traveled to get from Madison to Saukville yesterday included traveling on Highway 33. Which of these Wisconsin cities is not located along Highway 33? Again, we're looking for which is not located on Highway 33. Is it Portage, Richfield, or Port Washington?
Could I have those again, please?
Absolutely, Steve, which is not located along Highway 33. Portage, Richfield, or Port Washington?
I would say Port Washington.
Port Washington is the guess. Tausch, would you like to guess?
Well, Portage is definitely, so it's either Richfield. I'm going to say Richfield.
One of you is correct. And unfortunately for Steve, it's Tausch. Richfield along Highway 67. Mm. That's where Holy Hill is, a little out of the way for Highway 33. Highway 33 goes a long way, man. It goes
great highway.
Portage, Baraboo.
Reedsburg.
Yeah, Beaver Dam. Yeah. We hopped on it in Beaver Dam and took it all the way through Newburgh and West Bend and Horicon, all the way out to Saukville. It does extend all the way to the lake where Port Washington is.
That's beautiful.
So chance to bounce back here, Steve, with question number three. Usually we say longitudinally, latitudinally. Today we say populationally. Which of these Wisconsin cities that Tausch has visited in the last 3 days has the largest population per its most recent census measurement?
Oh.
Is it the village of Salem Lakes, Saukville, or Fort Atkinson, where we are today?
Boy, good question.
The largest.
Largest population per its most recent census measurement. Salem Lakes, Saukville, or Fort Atkinson?
I'll go Fort Atkinson.
I would have guessed that.
Saukville. Not Salem.
Per its most recent census, Salem Lakes has a population of 14,600.
No way. Really?
That's what it said.
That is an upset. I would have 100% touched that. I thought it was down to Saukville.
In Kenosha County.
Fort Atkinson. I know.
Salem Lakes, population listed of 14,601. Fort Atkinson, 12,350.
That's a tough question.
Saukville, 4,258.
So Saukville's the smallest,
Of the three.
Fascinating.
Now, you were in Salem Lake, so if you think that this information may be misguided,
I drove in, then I ended up going to Kenosha, and then I came back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to fight it. I just am very surprised because it felt smaller. It's a good thing. It felt smaller.
Steve, unfortunately, I guess I was kind of mean to you here. You only got one of the questions correct, but you do have two of the possible four entries into the drawing for the Vortex swag bag as part of our trivia drawing that will take place this Friday. Thanks for playing. Thanks for tuning in, Steve. Always appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Steven DeForest, today's contestant in Willie and Tausch Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf. I don't know how many of those communities have UW Credit Union locations, Tausch, but we know they are located all around the state
of
Wisconsin.
Well, I know Milwaukee has a bunch. Obviously, Madison has a bunch. Milwaukee, if you're in the Milwaukee area, stop into any of the Milwaukee area locations, and you can get a chance. You can go get four state fair tickets. How fun is that? And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving the great state of Wisconsin. Highway 33, Highway 67, no matter. They're going to help you reach your financial goals, and people always will ask me, why did I join UW Credit Union? Well, I love keeping my banking local, and I love their member-first service, but I love Bucky. How do you not love Bucky? And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
Riley Yauch's big night at the Madison Nightmares game. Take center stage in Whoa Nelly or Whoa Riley. That's coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Tausch continues live from Jones Market at Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. No Jason Wilde today, and man, is he missing out. This is one that he regrets whenever he's not on the show. I learned that from him yesterday,
okay.
But he's really going to regret not being here for this one with all the delightful bacon and sausage and ham that's been brought out our way. Plus, after the show, we're going to have some lunch. There's cheese curds. There's ice cream. Dairy products galore. This is the place to be in Fort Atkinson. This is amazing. Can't wait to be back here.
Yeah, the ham is fantastic. I still, maybe it was because it was first brought out. The bacon is taking the cake. So
the bacon was perfect. Everything else was equally delightful, but the bacon was absolutely divine.
Well, if something was perfect, can it all be equally delightful? It's all
good. I mean, everything, like, I love the sausage. There were four different types of sausage. They were all fantastic.
No doubt.
The ham is amazing.
No doubt.
But the bacon was perfect. Absolutely perfect. I don't know how perfect Riley performed last night at the Madison Nightmares game. I have a feeling we're going to get a good story from him here. Let's turn it over to Riley Alk for this edition of Whoa, Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily how I performed last night at the Madison Nightmares game. It's more of how an unfortunate soul performed during the Northwoods League Home Run Challenge, which they had after the game. Madison is hosting the Northwoods League All-Star Week this year, which is really cool. The game's tonight, actually. I heard they're having a drone show afterwards, so that should be fun.
Hope they don't get rained out.
Guess we'll see. But last night they had their home run derby. It was really interesting. So they broke it up by division, Great Lakes versus Great Plains. And then they have baseball and softball players from each league compete. And then they each get 2 minutes, almost the exact same format as the current Major League Baseball home run derby. And they hit as many as they can. And then they tally them up at the end. And whichever league has the most home runs wins. And then you have your individual winner as well. And unfortunately, for a member of, I believe it was the Great Plains League, if you thought Jazz Chisholm's performance in the Home Run Derby was bad, this guy was significantly worse. He had a whopping 0 home runs as one of the few members selected to participate in the Home Run Derby out of, I'm sure, hundreds of Northwoods League baseball and softball players. And man just struggled. Like he had a lot.
Anything
that,
close?
Did he swing and miss?
No, not really.
Like he didn't, Ricky Weeks swung and missed like at good, a home run derby years
good
ago.
Good line drives, or was it just popping him up?
You had a couple of decent line drives. Like I don't think he made the warning track, and you had a lot of foul pop ups behind home plate. It was bad. Some ground
that's
balls that didn't get past the softball fence. It was.
Do we know who was pitching to him? Could it be the pitcher's problem?
No, it was the same pitcher. Every baseball player had the same pitcher, and every softball player had the same pitcher.
Poor people must be getting tired from doing that. Might have had something to do with it. A lot of pitches.
I don't know. The next guy hit like 8 home runs with the same pitcher, so I don't think it was on the pitcher.
So
but
what happened? Did they boo him?
How was the person received?
No, honestly, it was even worse because no one's really cheering. He gets a polite golf clap afterwards, and then the MC is like trying to hype him up and stuff like, hey, such and such, great performance out there, man. Awesome job. Give it up for him. And I feel like that's way worse because it was so disingenuous.
There's nothing worth like pity.
Yeah.
The pity stuff and the, that, you don't want that. Sometimes you just take your medicine and go home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of hoping that – I didn't think you would crush some kid from the Northwoods League in your airtime. I thought you were going to tell a story like they called you out of the stands to participate. And
that would have been awesome.
You swung and missed.
I bet Riley would be able to get one out of the park.
He'd look better than Strofe did out in Los Angeles. You see that video?
I did see
Alex Strofe, Mr. Irrelevant, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on YouTube. Produces Kyle Bruston-Nortman, notoriously bad athlete.
Yeah.
He was in a home run derby out at ESPN Los Angeles somehow, and it was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at my absolute max, I could get one out. Like, if I just really put a charge into it, I could get it out. But I could have done at least as well as that guy did. But
So this sounds like a good time to run back that I could easily play second base for the Madison Mallards for one inning, and we would be just fine. If this is the quality of baseball player that is being nominated to participate in the Home Run Derby representing the league, and the league has produced major league talent galore, like Pete Alonso.
Madison Mattered.
Last night homered in the All-Star game. Hero of the postseason last year for the New York Mets and the villain of the Milwaukee Brewers, a former Mallard, a former Northwoods League baseball player. There's a lot of good players that come through that league. I could play second base for one inning and we'd be just fine.
Well, I mean, what's just fine? Like, there's a chance you don't get a ball hit to you.
And if there is gets hit to me, it might get past me, but I can be the cutoff man. I can field a ball coming my way if a guy's trying to steal second base.
Yeah, I mean, you could put a cinder block out there and then you could say the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's a ridiculous – you got after me so bad a few years ago for saying – I went to a Mallard game. I said I could easily play second base for one inning.
You could literally physically stand in the position. You couldn't play it.
I'm not saying I would look like Roberto Alomar out there.
I am so over you saying I'm not saying and I'm not asking. But like that whole shtick, I wish I would have never brought that into the vernacular.
I am. I'm not saying that I'm not saying anything.
Oh, my God. Whoa, Nelly. Whoa, whatever. I'm done.
Whoa, Nelly.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to switch gears here a bit. Tausch, I want story time from you. So you're at a dairy farm.
Yep.
I know you grew up on a dairy farm. I'm not necessarily an ag kid, but I was in 4-H, helped my friend show some goats. Like, I was around a little bit. So I want to know, do you have any good stories from the dairy farm growing up?
I have 100 good stories. And matter of fact, you're probably going to hear a few of them later on this fall.
Okay.
But
could you tease on that?
Yeah. Well, no, I won't tease that one. I'll just get into when I showed a steer at the Wood County Fair. I did not put in the necessary time because I didn't necessarily want to do this. This was something that I was gently nudged to do, and the steer that we had, it was a Hereford, beautiful animal, and it was in a basically in a shed in a farmhouse. It was sheltered. Okay,
sure.
It wasn't like a free range. And the first time I had to take this out, it was a week before the Wood County Fair. I had to take the steer out, and when it got outside, it was like there was still a like fencing, but then eventually there wasn't fencing because when you're at a fair, yeah, the animal has to be under control. Mm-hmm. And I had nightmares because the first time I went, this steer took off and I could control it, and I literally had nightmare on nightmare that this steer was going there was going to be in the Marshfield News Herald, steer kills 5 at the Wood County Fair, because I could not control this steer. So eventually we got the little halter around and we learned how to take care of it. And I got it under control enough that we were able to show it. We didn't place great, but we ended up getting it to the county fair. But the first time we took it outside, it went bananas. I didn't sleep for a week. That's a little steer story. But we did get it shown. I did show a steer at the Wood County Fair. Did not place, but we participated.
Sounds like that was a win in of itself.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, man, I thought for sure. I didn't look up my legal rights and everything else, but I was concerned for everyone's safety at that fair that this could get ugly, and we luckily it did not.
Tauscher Family Farms under fire for wild steer.
Nowadays, whether you're at the Madison Nightmares game in the Northwoods League All-Star game, whether you're at the Wood County Fair, you can crack open an ice-cold Coors Light.
Indeed, and whether you're at the fair or you're tailgating pregame, crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged. So it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. I go, then Colorado.
We'll wrap it up from Jones Market in the Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch. Jason Wilde. Billy couldn't make it here to Fort Atkinson today, and he is going to be jealous. Thank you to the entire Jones Market, Jones Dairy Farm team for having us out here this afternoon. This has been a blast, and we haven't even had lunch yet.
Yeah, it's been good. The food we knew was phenomenal. It's great to be here in person, and really excited about continuing, just getting more food as it keeps coming out.
Bacon and sausage and ham and breakfast burritos and sandwiches.
Stop staring at me.
Your
eyes.
I got meat eyes.
You got bacon eyes, and I need to go.
Thanks again to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Homer. Thanks to everyone here at Jones Market for hosting us today. Catch the full show podcast back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it today if you haven't already. What are you doing? And if you still are in the market to come out to Jones Market, Jim, Matt, and Molly will be out here from 4 to 6 this afternoon on ESPN Madison. You can see them as well. Thanks so much for coming along. Jason will be back tomorrow. And as he always says, take care. Be good.